China may have had 4 times more COVID-19 cases than it reported, study says, by Josephine Ma. China's official tally of coronavirus cases could have been 4 times higher in mid-February if one broader system for classifying confirmed patients had been used from the outset of the pandemic, according to researchers at the University of Hong Kong. In a study published in the Lancet Medical Journal on Tuesday, the researchers said China might have had 232,000 confirmed cases by February 20th if a revised definition adopted earlier in the month had been applied from the start of the outbreak. That is more than 4 times higher than the official tally then of about 55,000. To date, China has reported a total of about 83,000 infections. The true number of infections could still be higher than that currently estimated, considering the possibility of under-detection of some infections, particularly those that were mild and asymptomatic, even under the broadest case definitions. The researchers, led by Peng Wu from the University of Hong Kong School of Public Health, looked at the various classification systems used by the government after the epidemic erupted in the central Chinese city of Wuhan in late December. China has published 7 editions of diagnosis and treatment guidelines, changing the classification system as the understanding of the disease developed. The Hong Kong team found that different definitions made a big difference to the number of cases that were being reported. The researchers wrote, "We estimated that when the case definitions were changed from version 1 to version 2, version 2 to 4, and version 4 to 5, the proportion of infections being identified as COVID-19 cases was increased by 7.1 times from version 1 to 2, 2.8 times from version 2 to 4, and 4.2 times from version 4 to 5. In the 5th version of the guidelines, released on February 5th, China modified its classification of confirmed cases to include diagnosis by symptoms, rather than requiring confirmation by both clinical symptoms and laboratory tests. The inclusion of these cases led to a sudden jump in confirmed infections before the authorities reversed the decision on February 17th. The Hong Kong researchers found that if the 5th definition had been used throughout the epidemic, the total number of confirmed cases could have reached 232,000 by February 20th, instead of the 55,508 cases confirmed throughout the country. The researchers analyzed data only up to February 20th because they could not find information on the dates of illness onset for cases reported after that. The study suggested that countries that did not have enough test kits for the disease should include clinical diagnosis in their classification guidelines to better gauge the number of infections and determine the public health response. On April 17th, the city of Wuhan revised its death toll upward by 50%. Authorities said its overwhelmed medical facilities were unable to accurately count deaths in the early stages of the pandemic.